Hello.
Hi, this is Sarah calling from Family First Home Care. I missed a call from this number yesterday, and I just wanted to check in to see if you had any questions or needed any help.
Well, I was just trying to get a little bit of information
Okay.
on the family caregiver program.
Okay.
We recently got approval for 24-hour care for my mom, and we're still trying to figure out, I guess she needs skilled care for some of it, and some of it will be family caregivers,
Okay.
or maybe all of it will be family caregivers. We're just still trying to figure it out because she has a PEG tube and she has, skilled needs. But just information gathering on basically pay, if you have caregivers also, or it's just
Where are
the
you
family
located? Where
caregiver,
is the patient located?
Montgomery County.
Okay. I do have caregivers. It's just a matter of what schedule they're able to accommodate. So I can send out a blast to all the caregivers in the area and let them know what the schedule is once that's established, and then we can fill in as needed. The rates really do depend on how much overtime each individual caregiver is working. So
Right.
in Pennsylvania, the maximum that any one caregiver can work is 16 hours a day or 112 hours a week. So if you have
Right.
anybody who's working that much, then the rate
Yes.
for the first 40 hours would be about 13, and then it would be 19.50 for the 72 hours of overtime, and it averages out to about, I want to say, 17.50 an hour. Let me
Okay, let me just, if you don't mind, one second, I just want to take some notes.
Yeah, and I'm going to text you all of this information so you have it.
Oh, okay. That would be
Yeah.
great because and this is your,
20.
sorry, your Family First, right? Is that who
Yes,
you said this is?
exactly.
Okay, Family First. Okay. Let me just make a note. Okay, so you're 13 for the first 40
Yeah,
and
1950 for the overtime.
1950 for the overtime, and
It's 1924 a week, it comes out to 1924 a
okay,
week before
for
taxes.
taxes. Okay,
And
any benefits?
it's 17.18 an hour it breaks down to. The benefits after 60 days, you are eligible to enroll in medical, dental, vision, life insurance benefits, Aflac emergency plans, and also holiday pay. And then
Okay.
I was gonna say so. Oh no. Yes, holiday pay. I'm sorry. Yes, that's all.
No, that's fine. And then okay, so I got that, I got that. And then just a question, I don't know if you know the answer to this or not, but one of so if we are using two family caregivers, one of them she's not a U.S. citizen, but she has a working visa. She has all the paperwork. She has a Social Security card. She
That's
has, like,
yeah, as
secure
long as she's
legally.
legal to work, that's not a problem.
She's legal to work. But the question is actually a little different. She her state ID is New York, and she's been here with me for 3 years, living in Pennsylvania. But because of, like, the immigration status
Yeah.
and
So
that stuff,
does
she
she
doesn't want to
get,
change.
I
Go ahead.
understand. So does she
Yeah.
get any bills or anything to your home?
No bills, but she's gotten, like, letters and Amazon packages and whatever. But she doesn't have bills because, like, I pay all that stuff all
Yeah,
is my house.
I know I'm trying
So,
to. So she
yeah,
does,
'cause I know she's scared to, like,
yeah. I mean, the
which I
only other
understand, yeah.
option, if she can't supply like a bill or a receipt or anything with that address on it, then we would need to do a fingerprint background check because it's a federal check, so it won't only pull from Pennsylvania, and then she'd be
So it would
able
be a
to work.
federal
Yeah,
background. So
we
I
would have to
think she's
send her
just
for fingerprints, that's all.
right. Okay. And what kind of, so as far as the mail thing goes, like
It
what?
could be any bill. It could be a credit card bill, a bank statement. It could be an Amazon receipt with her name and address, you know, just
Oh,
anything.
yeah. We have that. We have like Amazon, we have mail,
All
and
right,
we have
send.
mail dating back 3 years,
All
like
right.
letters,
Yeah.
and we have Amazon, like Amazon, you know, packages
Yeah.
with her address.
Okay, so just
And
send me what you send over what you have, and we'll see if we can make it work.
okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because I just don't, I totally understand her
Yeah, I
fear,
mean
and I don't
when
want
it
her
comes
to.
to the time, yeah, I understand completely. So.
Yeah. And then the other, I think, I'm sorry, you might have already said this. You do have caregivers, but you don't have skilled caregivers, right? You just have like
No,
home
we
health
only
aides,
work. We only
CNAs.
focus on personal care. Yeah,
Personal care.
we
Okay.
don't have so. The hours for your skilled care versus your personal care are going to be kept separate. So it may pull from some of the personal care hours, but for the most part, you know, if they are deemed to need 24-hour care, the skilled nursing care only comes in to like handle the if there's any catheters or to clean out the feeding tubes and things like that. But
So we
that's a
have that already through Penn, but the problem is that like a few people have told me because she has a feeding tube and she has a suprapubic catheter, like they can't really do anything with her. We use a sit to stand lift to transfer, and like a lot of the stuff, because like a home health aide or a CNA isn't, you know, allowed to handle medications or the feeding tube or whatever. So like basically they wouldn't really be able to do anything. Like I wouldn't be able to leave them alone with her, because what if her catheter gets clogged? What if the feeding tube, you know, she needs to be fed every 4 hours? Or so there's, you know, like just the feeding tube alone, she has feeding four
Well,
times a day plus two
family
proteins.
caregivers have more leniency. It's just the staffed caregivers. So if
No,
you
I
know how,
understand. So
yeah,
I
so
do
that's
all that
really
stuff
basically.
now.
Exactly.
I was just trying to figure out, like, if we did use
Yeah, I mean they would
half
come in,
the
they would
time.
assist. They would assist with like bathing and dressing. They would assist in you know, transfers, companionship.
Right.
I
Okay,
mean,
but
she
nothing
doesn't
skilled.
eat.
No, that's fine.
She doesn't eat by mouth, right, at all.
Doing that. This is the feeding tube is a new situation, but
Oh,
we're just
okay.
trying to get her. We're trying to get her eating by mouth again, but it's a little sketchy. So like,
understood. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, yes. How can I send you like what we have as far as her, like,
Okay. Let me have her.
You know,
what is her name and date of birth?
My mom or the caregiver?
Your
I wanted
mom.
To see if, oh, the, so let me, I, well, I want to just see, because I just, not giving my mom's info out to everyone,
okay.
so I just
No,
wanted
that's
to
fine.
see what, I was just curious, though, is there a way we can look at what the
Sure, you
other
could text it to me. Let me
caregiver
get
has?
the number I'm calling you. I called you on is the number you can text it over to me. Just take a picture
Okay.
of what you have and send it over.
Okay, and you can let me know if we would be able to circumnavigate the like background check and IDs. She just had a federal background check in New York in February, which I have a copy of, but she's just scared.
Send that over too.
Okay. And
okay.
it's just a form with a stamp on it. But I'll send you whatever we have, and then you can let me know if that would be enough for her
Beautiful.
To not be terrified.
Yes, I understand completely.
Yes.
All
okay,
right.
Thank you so much. Tell me your name one more time.
Sarah.
Sarah. Okay. Thank you so much, Sarah. Thanks
All right.
for
And what
calling
was
back.
your name? I'm sorry.
I'm Nadine.
Nadine.
Nadeen. Yeah.
All right, Nadine. We'll talk soon.
Okay. I'll send you that stuff just now. Thanks.
Perfect. Bye-bye.
Bye.